Right, the Ulster Unionist Party has set out its proposals for dealing with flags, parades in the past. The party made it clear it regards the Haas process as over. The party leader, Mike Nesbitt, with us this morning. Why is it over, Mike?
Because there was bad faith in that process, Stephen, and we think it's time to draw a line under that and look at a new process, because the issues aren't going to go away and we don't accept the status quo in terms of parades and protests, in terms of the flying of the Union flag or non-flying of the flag, and in terms of dealing with the past. So if you walk away from something, you can do that by all means, but if it's going to be good politics, you walk away, not just saying what's wrong with it, but your proposals for fixing it, and that's what we've done today.
And where do you stand on the on-the-runs controversy?
Well, we've made clear that this was a process that was deeply, deeply offensive, and we want the letters rescinded, and we want a full investigation of how people came to be given those letters of comfort, as they're called, saying that they're not wanted for investigation.
Well, the First Minister's got that investigation, hasn't he? He's got the inquiry.
The inquiry to watch for is the one by the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee, being run by Lawrence Robertson MP, who has run rings round the First Minister because he has brought forward a proper inquiry. He will be able to compel papers and witnesses. He will get to the bottom of it. The judge-led inquiry was announced something like 2 weeks ago. You can't have a judge-led inquiry, Stephen, without a judge. And they haven't even appointed the judge. So that shows you how robust they are.
Well, the DUP has told us that those letters are null and void. Do you agree?
I don't know. That's the bottom line. And most people don't know because there isn't enough openness and transparency about these things. I'm looking at some research that we've just had today, Stephen, and it suggests of nearly 200 people who are allegedly no longer wanted for terrorist crime, that at least one of them has been arrested for serious criminality since receiving the letter. So there are criminals, apart from terrorists, on our streets with these letters for comfort. So we have to have a robust investigation, and I think the one coming forward from the House of Commons is the one to watch. I think the one Peter Robinson has brought forward just kicks the can down the road past the 22nd of May, and that means that the electorate will not be able to take a look at a solid report into what happened and decide whether they trust the people who were responsible and put their X and their 1, 2, 3 in the democratic normal way of things, where they say, here is our determination on what you've done.
And among your proposals I see here, Belfast City Hall, the Union flag goes back up 365 days a year. That's not going to happen, is it?
What we're talking about is the right thing to do, Stephen. We do what's right for Northern Ireland.
Are you playing to the gallery?
That flag was flying 365 days a year. And what happened was that Sinn Féin, who have forever told you they don't like majority rule, decided that they could command a majority in league with the SDLP and the Alliance Party. And as soon as they could do that, they liked majority rule so much, they brought down the flag. 16 years ago, they signed up to consensual government in the Belfast Agreement. But when they saw the opportunity to drop consensual for majority, they took it. Now, we're also saying that in the Belfast Agreement, we promised that we would work on mutual trust. And a vote like the one that brought down the flag does not build mutual trust between our communities.
But there's no consensus for 365 days a year of the flag being up every day of the year. And what does this say to people who live in Belfast who consider themselves Irish?
I have no difficulty with people considering themselves Irish. And one of the failures in the Haas talks was that nationalists and Republicans, in my view, deliberately confused identity with sovereignty. Identity, which was underscored in the Belfast Agreement, says that if you want to call yourself Irish, fill your boots. I have no difficulty with it. I ran for Ireland, Stephen, when I was at school. I've worn a green vest with a shamrock. It doesn't frighten me. There's part of me that's Irish. No difficulty. But it's not the same thing as sovereignty. And in the Belfast Agreement, everybody signed up and accepted Northern Ireland constitutionally as part of the United Kingdom. Therefore, when you look at the flags of the world to see which one or which ones represent our sovereignty, there is only one, and it's the Union flag. And it is a pity, because it's now obvious that having reluctantly signed up to the fact that we're part of the United Kingdom, there are those in our community who want to do everything they can to make sure that when you walk out the door, it doesn't look like you're in part of the United Kingdom. No flags, no emblems, none of the rest.
But a flag flying on top of a building has nothing to do with sovereignty, is it?
It is exactly a reflection of sovereignty.
It makes the union safe all of a sudden, does it?
No, it reflects our constitutional status. And when people voted for the Belfast Agreement, they expected that they would be able to walk out their door and see some signs that Northern Ireland's part of the United Kingdom. Not that the people who had reluctantly signed up to the inevitability that we're part of the United Kingdom were there going to do everything they could to make it look like it's not part of the United Kingdom.
Okay, Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.